Travels of the Ancient Romans. Travel Log. At the turn of the 21st century, travel writer Tony Perrottet took the type of vacation that wealthy people in ancient Rome took 2,000 years ago. In the book that Perrottet wrote about the trip, he described his modern experiences, comparing them to the ancient Romans. Perrottet's roadmap was a 20-foot-long scroll containing a detailed map of ancient Roman highways. He found this map, as well as a copy of a 2,000-year-old guidebook written for the Romans, at the New York Public Library. As he traveled, Perrottet compared his experiences with what his old guidebook said. In ancient Rome, the idea of a 2-year journey was widespread among wealthy travelers. Perrottet was able to move more quickly, of course. He covered the same vicinity in 4 months. Surprisingly, though, his trip was like the ancient version in other ways. Perrottet's journey began in Rome. He followed the Appian Way, the main highway out of the city. Building the Roman highway system was an amazing engineering feat, and the road is still in use today. Perrottet visited other cities in Italy and then went to Greece and Turkey. Like the ancients, Perrottet's tour ended in Egypt with a Nile cruise. Perrottet was amused to read that ancient Romans complained that their tour guides talked too much. He might have said the same thing about the 21st century guide at the prow of his boat. Perrottet's initial impression had been that small groups of stern and serious Romans trekked across barren landscapes. However, he learned that Roman tourists traveled in large groups. They tended to migrate in groups from site to site. Perrottet found each tourist area to be fraught with noisy crowds, which is exactly what the old guidebook described. Perrottet was amazed to discover such similarities between his modern trip and journeys taken 2,000 years ago. Not only did Perrottet learn about the people living in these places today, but he also gained a unique understanding of the ancient Romans, the original tourists.